Chapter 4. From Ivan Petrovich to Pyotr Ivanich. My dear sir, Pyotr Ivanich, I am writing to you in your room at your bureau, and before taking up my pen I have been waiting for more than 2.5 hours for you. Now allow me to tell you straight out, Pyotr Ivanich, my frank opinion about this shabby incident. From your last letter, I gathered that you were expected at the Slavyanovs, that you were inviting me to go there. I turned up and stayed for 5 hours, and there was no sign of you. Why, am I to be made a laughingstock to people, do you suppose? Excuse me, my dear sir. I came to you this morning. I hoped to find you, not imitating certain deceitful persons who look for people God knows where, when they can be found at home at any suitably chosen time. There is no sign of you at home. I don't know what restrains me from telling you now the whole harsh truth. I will only say that I see you seem to be going back on your bargain regarding our agreement, and only now reflecting on the whole affair, I cannot but confess that I am absolutely astounded at the artful workings of your mind. I see clearly now that you have been cherishing your unfriendly design for a long time. This supposition of mine is confirmed by the fact that last week, in an almost unpardonable way, you took possession of that letter of yours addressed to me, in which you laid down yourself, though rather vaguely and incoherently, the terms of our agreement in regard to a circumstance of which I need not remind you. You are afraid of documents, you destroy them, and you try to make a fool of me. But I won't allow myself to be made a fool of, for no one has ever considered me one hitherto, and every one has thought well of me in that respect. I am opening my eyes. You try and put me off, confuse me with talk of Yevgeny Nikolaitch, and when, with your letter of the 7th of this month, which I am still at a loss to understand, I seek a personal explanation from you, you make humbugging appointments, while you keep out of the way. Surely you do not suppose, sir, that I am not equal to noticing all this. You promised to reward me for my services, of which you are very well aware, in the way of introducing various persons, and at the same time, I don't know how you do it, you contrive to borrow money from me in considerable sums without giving a receipt, as happened no longer ago than last week. Now, having got the money, you keep out of the way, and what's more, you repudiate the service I have done you in regard to Yevgeny Nikolaitch. You are probably reckoning on my speedy departure to Simbirsk, and hoping I may not have time to settle your business. But I assure you solemnly, and testify on my word of honour, that if it comes to that, I am prepared to spend 2 more months in Petersburg expressly to carry through my business, to attain my objects, and to get hold of you. For I, too, on occasion, know how to get the better of people. In conclusion, I beg to inform you that if you do not give me a satisfactory explanation today, first in writing and then personally, face to face, and do not make a fresh statement in your letter of the chief points of the agreement existing between us, and do not explain fully your views in regard to Yevgeny Nikolaitch, I shall be compelled to have recourse to measures that will be highly unpleasant to you, and indeed repugnant to me also. Allow me to remain, etc.